everybody, to the greatest music NFT podcast show. I am your host, Beaks5, and this is your number one source for all things Web3 and music NFTs. I like that. See, I might be changing that tagline just a little bit because, my fellow listeners, my dear listeners, I don't know if you have been able to tell or not, but I know that we have been drifting the ship a little bit away from the topic of music NFTs, which of course is the topic at hand here at Vibe House headquarters, where the studio is stationed, where we record this podcast out of. But you have to understand one thing, and I'll address it at the top of this program, which is, this is my podcast, and I have to be able to talk about the things that I am engaged within week to week so that I am still enthusiastic to do this podcast week in and week out. And as I've alluded to in the past few episodes as of late, you know, we've been in this bear market, we've been in this slump, and I'll be honest with you folks, I've been a little sidetracked and a little distracted by all the nonsense that we've been kind of following in the last few episodes. So bear with me while I just kind of do what I got to do in terms of these are the topics that I'm interested in that I want to talk about. Hopefully you guys are still enjoying these episodes. I mean, I don't think that, I mean, listen, let's be honest. There's only so much you can talk about with music NFTs. I mean, if I was to sit here and cover every single little thing that every artist is trying to drop, I mean, that is not the design intent of this podcast by any means or stretch of the imagination. You know, this was always to pretty much address music NFTs in terms of tracking its progress and development at a high level, kind of talking about some of the introductory stuff, being a safe space, a safe haven for the curious ones of art, you know, whether you're an artist, a music producer, you know, shout out to my music producers, my kinship there, and, you know, or anything in between, right? Whether you're just a creative trying to explore the Web3 space, you know, I want this podcast to be for you. So I say that for two reasons. One, this is still talking about music NFTs. We're still talking about music NFTs and covering things when they happen, believe me. But in the meantime, while things aren't necessarily happening week to week, day to day, minute to minute, you know, it's like, let's be open-minded to explore other topics. And if anyone's been checking out the numbers on our YouTube page, and if you are not following us, you know, you can always follow us across the spectrum of social media. We are on Twitter, we're on TikTok, we're on YouTube, and anywhere that podcasts are streaming. But if you have been seeing the numbers on our YouTube channel, the last few episodes have been blowing up. And the reason is because crypto Twitter is an absolute clusterfuck right now. It is a dumpster fire, and, you know, we've been kind of talking about it, and it's been getting some notoriety just because it's kind of like what everyone's talking about. It's kind of like what everyone's seeing right now. So I figure I just want to address not anything really specifically this week, but just it's a thing that's it's been a thought that I've had. I've heard other people talk about, you know, we talked in the episode a couple weeks ago when we talked about kind of social engineering ruining Web3, right? And some of what I was referencing and talking about in that episode is, you know, one of the kind of hacky things people have been doing, you know, as of late is doing what's, you know, kind of a pre-sale token sale. So before the token launch, essentially, you know, putting out a wallet address and asking people to send money as a pre-sale, meaning that they would get some portion of the, you know, tokens when it launched. I mean, it's like, I thought we were so past this. I thought the ICO craze, like, wasn't that in 2017? Didn't that become illegal? And, you know, ICO, of course, which stands for initial coin offering, right? Which is the launch, the initial deployment of a new token, you know, on chain. And so, you know, you see kind of like what's taking storm with the pre-sales, and it feels very scammerish because you've got clowns like Ben.eth and XO Poly or OX Poly, you know, just in like a bunch of other people, right? I mean, just the bit boys of the world, just a bunch of people that are doing a bunch of weird stuff out in the world. But the idea of like social tokens is not new. And the reason why I talk about social tokens or bring that term up is because if anyone's been paying attention to kind of what's been happening with these pre-sale token launches and, you know, the likes of Alex, who's a Twitter Spaces guy, or, you know, the other ones I just mentioned, there is this interesting thing when you financialize something, when you tokenize something, where you can, the price can fluctuate, right? It goes up and down. And this manipulative tactic of buying tokens or selling tokens or somehow disturbing the fluctuation of the circulation of tokens in the world is this idea of kind of weaponizing the financialization of what Web3 is. And when people back in the 2020, 2021 hype cycle, you know, social tokens became a big thing. This idea that if you became a brand, if you became a name, or like, for instance, Beaks, you know, Beaks Vibe, right? And say I really take that name and that presence and really try to turn it into a brand. And hypothetically speaking, you could release, or I could release the Beaks token, right? Like that kind of thing, like this idea where it's, oh, it's my token. And if you want to invest in me and my projects and my ideas, you know, you can buy this token of mine. Except it's a double-edged sword, right? It's kind of a catch-22 where, yes, it's a way to raise money, but it's also a way for, you know, anytime there's kind of this financial lever that kind of becomes involved, it's almost like a security threat. It's like there's a way where, like, kind of the enemy can mess with you. And so people can short your token. People can sell your tokens, you know? You know, when I think about it, it's like, yeah, obviously someone's got to have access to a part of the supply. So to some effect, you know, buying in is supporting you, but the ability to have enough leverage to sell or to dump on the community, so to speak, is something that is seen all the time. And when you try to think of this idea of, well, shorting the brand of somebody like that, you know, it's interesting because it's like, you can, you know, think of celebrities. It's like, do you want to buy the Kim Kardashian token or do you want to sell the Kim Kardashian token? Are you bullish on a celebrity's kind of hype or are you bearish on a celebrity no longer being, you know, around in 6-12 months, as you know, in terms of that kind of stuff? So it's an interesting thought to kind of think through like what social tokens do. But then when you look at what's going on, we've had the ICO craze, we've had the social token craze, but I don't even know what we call what's going on in crypto Twitter right now, or just in the Web3 space of the pre-sale token phase and craze, because it's just so scammerish. And now we've gotten to a point where people don't even expect anything. It's just like no expectations, no roadmap, no blueprint, no business plan, no business model, just a dollar and a dream, just a hope and a belief. I mean, it's beyond riskier than gambling. It's the most degenerate thing you could possibly imagine seeing going on crypto Twitter. And so when you think of like, oh, well, we want to try and reinvent the financial systems of the Web2 world and all these legacy institutions that have been kind of godfathered into modern society, and there's a new way in which it can work, but it's really hard to see through the guttery filth when you just see just like kind of scam token after scam token. But honestly, I can't blame them, because it's like, you know, this is the kind of the middle of the curve, lower of the curve portion of humanity, where it's like, if someone can do it, it will be done. So the idea is not to try to, you know, necessarily stop it from happening, but you try to create a system in which it can't happen, because to try and just expect someone not to do things like this, it's hard. So I don't know whether it's just like the laws that have to be regulated, but then I, you know, it's like, that's what I mean by the ICO thing. I already thought that was taken care of. So I don't even know what the legality of what the pre-sale stuff going on is. And then the no expectations, you know, which is like, you know, I can't even start to get into the mind of someone who would send money with the absolute understanding that there's no expectations to make any money. But of course I know there have been some people that made like a 2x, a 4x, a 5x or whatever, because the risk and gamble of being early is enough to, you know, that sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes that's all you need. So what else are we going to talk about with the social tokens and kind of the scams that's going on? Well, it's this idea that financializing everything around us, right? Even in Web3 gaming, it's an interesting situation because it's like you financialize all the crafting materials, right? So it's like if anyone's played like Web3 games, it's, you know, everything is worth something, even if it's worth a penny versus $15 versus $20, or the gas of the transaction in terms of doing transactions on the blockchain, it all costs something. And that's a really interesting kind of caveat to the psychology of how all of this works in terms of like the Web3 world. Like, people overlook like what I'm saying. Like, stop and pause for just a minute. Like, the psychology of financializing everything around you is a big, big deal. And I don't necessarily know that like us mere mortal human beings know how to deal with that. Plus, not to mention just kind of there's fierce regulation around everything in money. Because as I was talking to a friend of mine, the way that the American government works, it makes money on transactions, right? I mean, that's where the tax comes from. It's when money is exchanged, taxes usually are incurred, and the government makes a buck. And so Uncle Sam doesn't play when it comes to the money. And, you know, this idea of trying to wrap all this together, it's a very interesting one to kind of see how it's going to happen. And I got to shout out Black Dave, who is a well-known musician, artist, producer in the Web3 space. And, you know, he launched his own token, which is kind of like somewhat of a mix of everything I've kind of talked about so far in this episode, which is like, it's kind of like a social token. It's kind of like a just offering with no expectations of like real end product or business model or business plan. And I've tried to be open-minded when I see what he's up to and listen to what he's up to and read what he's doing. And it's like, it kind of just feels like a hand me out. It's kind of like, please someone give me something because, you know, you dig what I'm doing. And I just don't even know that the world really works like that. I mean, I guess like donations and charities are like a thing, but like, I don't know. That doesn't feel like very Web3 in terms of like, are we building a product? Is there something we're like getting behind? Like, what does this lead to? And I just feel like, you know, everyone wants some version of that. I mean, I don't even know if that's a Web3 thing, but it's just like an idea of no expectations and money. I'm trying to understand the difference or discern the difference between like what a Bend.eth is doing in terms of like launching a token, a presale, asking for sending money to XYZ address and not really certain of like what's to come from it, and something like what, you know, Black Dave was doing with Black Dave Token, which is really kind of like a hybrid of like a social token and just kind of like an initial coin offering and kind of like a no expectation roadmap. So, you know, maybe you just got to believe. I'm not sure. You know, we're all kind of paying attention, trying to find and see what business model works in Web3. And that's really not even a put down to Black Dave at all. I mean, I respect the hustle and I respect the attempt. And I think what we all can collectively say as a community is, you know, we're all waiting to see kind of like what model works best. You know, so I love it when everyone's kind of, taking a different stab at something. You know, trying to do it in a unique way. And maybe it works. Maybe that's the building block of something where we can modify it and then it works, right? So, you know, shout out to everyone for trying. But the idea of launching a token is like kind of like a genie in the bottle situation. And this is the last thing I'll kind of say on the topic for this episode. But, you know, once you launch a token, there's a lot at stake. I mean, there really is. Like, once there's an ability to take someone's money, whether it's no expectations or not, there's just a lot at stake. At least that's the way I think about it. So, but shout out to the people that just send money with no expectations. Let's get in touch because I might have an offer. I might have an offer you can't refuse. So anyways, that's it for this week's episode. Follow me on Twitter at Beach Vibe. Follow the podcast on Twitter at TGM NFT Pod. Of course, you know that's short for the Greatest Music NFT Podcast Show. I have put out a tweet. We are reconsidering a name change since, as I mentioned at the top of the program, you know, we're talking about a couple things beyond the music NFT scope. And as this name kind of pointedly outlines, I don't necessarily want to give anyone the wrong impression if they're thinking, hey, I'm listening to this topic or this episode, but, you know, the title of the show, the program's called, you know, The Greatest Music NFT Podcast Show. But I also think, who cares? If you like the content, you like the content, and that's really what it's all about. So if you're a new listener, shout out to you. Thanks for listening. Subscribe. Make sure you follow. It's free. No token launch here yet. You never know. Never say never, baby. And that's it. We'll see you here. Same time, same place next week. Peace.